Avoiding blackouts. If you keep a skeptical eye upon the media, you will have seen a few scare stories recently around the fragility of the national grid and this coming winter. Our betters, having closed all the coal power stations, are now seeing the consequence of their idiocy, with a real possibility of rolling power cuts should we have some cold, still, dark winter days, something pretty much guaranteed in the coming months. Having seen the damage caused by long and widespread power cuts to Texas last year, many burst pipes, flooding, people freezing, I decided to look at ensuring that we could cope without power occasionally or on a longer basis with some simple additions to the house. We have a gas fire that would work and keep one room warm, but gas central heating needs power to run the pump, and of course you have the danger of freezers defrosting, etc. You could say, oh, it had never happened here-yet. Storm Arwen was a week ago and many are still without power. Even in urban areas, it took 3 days to reconnect the street next to us after a tree took down their power lines. With sub-zero weather, it is not just the contents of the freezer that is at risk, but the entire water system in the house, for taps and radiators. Once a thaw ensures, a lot of damage can appear. Add to that the discomfort, and with elderly relatives nearby, I thought it sensible to have an insurance policy. I recently bought a generator from Screwfix, 1.8 kW of power for £199, an Impact IM1800 IFK. Get them before they go. Not the most powerful generator in the world, but for the efficiency of outages enough to get us through. 1.8 kW should be enough to keep the freezers going. They're not big or clever, and run that heating pump either at the same time or instead. It claims to be full phase, so suitable for sensitive electronics like phone chargers and the broadband router. It also revs up and down to match the load, so not full on unless needed. We find that during the summer, when the solar panels are generating, the meter can come to a complete stop when it is producing around 2-3 kW, even with the kids in the house. Normally I'd assume in a power cut I'd dig the generator out of the shed, run it outside so we don't die of fumes, with an extension cable running through a window and plugging the relevant freezer into that. There is another option: have a way of feeding the power into the home circuits. A socket installed by a professional electrician that goes through the fuse board, and your house is as if there is no power cut. It does mean banning hair dryers slash kettle slash oven etc. as they overload it, but it would mean the heating and lights could run. As I say, it involves getting an electrician to install a switch. You can't feed power into the house while it is connected to the grid, as they might disagree and bang. There are many and varied options available. I went for a £30 changeover switch in a waterproof box, hugely overrated for the task, but robust and can be mounted on the wall next to the fuse box, which is in our garage. I then had the electrician to run a main tailing between the meter and the fuse box, and to add a socket for the power from the generator. That switch then feeds the house either from the generator or the mains, not both. He checked it was a three-phase switch, so you couldn't end up with both connecting at once, and wanted to use a metal rather than plastic box to conform with the latest rigs. The socket is the sort that you have at caravan sites. I make a cable with a 13-amp plug on one end, connecting to the generator, and the caravan end plugs into the socket feeding this box. The generator should be outside due to those fumes. It also needs a grounding spike, an earth wire to a metal peg in the ground. So it needs to be sheltered a little, in a secure place. You don't want those post-COVID zombies coming round and nicking it. It is clever enough to tick over until needed and only run up in power when demand is there. A can of petrol and some oil and the thing is ready to go. A makeshift cover made of an old dumpy bag over the crate that paving was delivered in gives protection from rain. A normal 2 kW extension cable runs through to the fuse board and the short lead connects it to the box. Flick that switch and success. The generator initially idled, but once the first of the fuses was switched, it jumped into life, increasing with each one. With the house fairly quiet, it was running at 6 amps of power. I must find out what's been left on. Adding the central heating pump made no difference. Interestingly, the electrician said I wasn't the only person asking for this sort of setup. The storm has made many consider just what backup they have. Pity those living in electricity-only houses with no other source of heat, they will suffer in the future. So total cost of the project £350, a bit of peace of mind and an excuse to buy more toys.